Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than an overseer, City Elliott. I am so glad, any lady, that you have stopped by the show, each one of my guests that's on the line today. Thank you so much for dropping in. Hoping you can stay to the duration of the show. And if you would like to say anything, all you do is hit one on your keypad, and I'll be more than happy to bring you in. And if you would like to give anyone the numbers to call in, the number is 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. Well, we have a wonderful program lined up for you today. We had a guest that was supposed to come on today, but I got a call that they had to rush her husband to the hospital. So we're going to go on and we're just going to praise and lift up the name of God. We're going to pray the Lord, the blessing upon his and her life this day. Thank you, Lord, that our mouth will speak the praises of the Lord today, dear Heavenly Father. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever, dear Heavenly Father. Praise be to your glorious name forever, dear Heavenly Father. The Lord live. We praise be to our rock, dear Heavenly Father. We praise you from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that you are worthy. You alone are worthy to be praised. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for each and every person that will tune into this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father, even until the archives later on. I give you praise. I thank you in advance, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for your work and your wondrous work that you are doing and that you have planned for each and every one of us this day. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we're going to be talking on prayer, the power of prayer, the place of prayer, the possibility of prayer. We're going to be just talking about a lot of aspects of prayer today. And as we start off today, we're going to say, what is prayer? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, prayer is conversation with God. It is simply talking with God and listening to him, honestly telling him your thoughts and feelings, praising him, thanking him, confessing sin, and asking for his help and advice. You know, the essence of prayer is humbly entering the very presence of Almighty God. And I have some scriptures for you that you can write down if you don't have them before you. And hope you have your Bibles along with you. So as we go through, you can read it for yourself so you know we're coming from the Word of God. And my first scripture is Psalms 38 and 18, and it says, I confess my sin. I am deeply sorry for what I have done. This is under prayer. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all wickedness. And you know, when you think about that, prayer includes confession of sin, which demonstrates the humility necessary for open lines of communication with the Almighty God. You know, that holy God. And, you know, as I went through looking at different scripture, prayer is asking God for guidance and waiting for his direction. Here in 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter and the 19th verse, you find David asked the Lord, should I go out to fight the Philistine? You know, prayer is an expression of an intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father who make his own love and resources available to you. You know, you'll find that in Mark 1 and 35. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. You'll find this here in the Word of God. So today I'll be giving you various scriptures that you can go back and look for yourself and see what I'm telling you is in the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, through prayer, you praise your mighty God. And in Psalms 9, 1 through 2, it says, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. And, you know, as I was going through from scripture to scripture, you know, does the Bible teach a right way to pray? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked. Throughout the Bible, effective prayer includes elements of adoration, fasting, confession, petition, and persistence. And, you know, when you go over to Nehemiah 1 and 4, it says, for days I'm known, fasted and prayed to the God of heaven. I think I'll read that one again. Nehemiah 1 and 4, it says, for days I mourned, comma, fasted, comma, and prayed to the gods of heaven, period. You know, I love you. Lord, you are my strength. See, you're telling God that in your prayer. Finally, I confess all my sins to you and stop trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellions to the Lord, and you forgave me, and all my guilt is gone. You see, it's saying right there in the Word, turning over the rebellion spirit that some may have. And the Word of God says also in Ephesians 6 and 18, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Also, I jotted down, Jesus said, pray like this, our Father, which art in heaven. May your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come. May your be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. You know, Jesus taught his disciples that prayer is an intimacy conversation with the Father. That includes a dependence for daily needs, a commitment to obedience, and confession of sin. My. We're talking about prayer today. You know, as we went through that, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. That's the same thing with us. We should always pray and not give up. You know, in Nehemiah 2, 4, and 5, the Word of God says, the king asked, well, how can I help you with a prayer as to the gods of heaven? I replied, prayer can be spontaneously. You know, does God always answer prayer? Ponder that for a few minutes. God answered Leah's prayer. She became pregnant again and gave birth to a fifth son for Jacob. You'll find that in Genesis 30 and 17. Also in Psalms 116 and 12, the Word of God said, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice. And my prayer for sure. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, as we went through these scriptures for prayer, God listened carefully to every prayer request and answer it. His answer may be yes, no, or wait. At different times, any loving parent would give all three of these response to a child. God listens, and God answers. He either say yes, or he says no. But at different times, any loving parent gives all three of these response to a child. God answers yes to every request will spoil you and be dangerous to your well-being. By answering to every request would be damaging to your life. Answering wait to every prayer would be frustration. My. You know, but sometimes God just wants to talk to you because it is through conversation that you learn and grow your relationship. Many of the best times with a parent are spent just talking. The same is true with God. And I went over to James 1 and 16. It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be linked with so many things that is not of God. You know, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has gathered power, and power produced a manifestation. So just think about that just a while ago, on that manifestation. You know, as you maintain a close relationship with Jesus and constantly study his word, your prayer will be more aligned with his will. When that happens, God is delightful to grace your request. In 2 Corinthians 2:8-9, the word of God says, three different times Paul begged the Lord to take the thorn in his flesh away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My prayer will work based in wisdom. You know, sometimes, like Paul, you will find that God answers prayers by giving you something better. Then you ask, well, you know, you went to God and asked him to give you a brand new car, house, a new job with pay raise, 501c3, 501k, 401k, you know, and all these things. But what are you doing for God? Are you going to God in sincerity, in prayer? Sometimes, like Paul, you will find that God answer every prayer. My. The few chapters I have here, I'm going to read them. 2 Corinthians 12:8-9. Three different times Paul begged the Lord to take the thorn in his flesh. But sometimes, like Paul, you find that God answers prayers by giving you something better than you asked for. Exodus 14:15 said, the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to go and get moved. Effective prayer is accomplished by a willingness to obey. When God opens the door, walk through it. You know, we have promises and promises from God. The Lord said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from their land and forgive their sins. That's when you pray. We're giving God the praise today for what he's doing. You know, as I was going through the topic for prayer, we have 5 practical steps for daily prayer. We have a consistent spending significant time alone with God, in uninterrupted prayer. We have approached your prayer time as a relationship with God rather than a required ritual. making a commitment to a balanced prayer life by regular practicing the four different types of prayer. One is praise, thanksgiving, and worship through confession and repentance, biblical petitions and supplication, intercessory, so that's what we are talking about today, adoration, confession, supplication, intercession, thanksgiving. While we pray, we're giving God thanks for what he's done. We are adoring God for who he is. We confess in our sins one to another, but all really strictly to God. We come to him in intercession, in a supplication. My. When we talk about prayer this morning, your daily petition focusing more on issues of personal change, character, and holiness than on temporal needs. We're talking about going before a holy God and just giving him everything that we have. Not worrying about trying to listen to somebody else's prayer to patronize them, but to pray like God has given you. You've been in the scriptures, you've been reading, you've been studying, and you're giving God the praise. You're giving God the glory. You're surrendering to him. And that's what we do. We go to God in prayer, in faith. I'm going to pull up a song right quick and hopefully quick and see. Will it play?
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to
yeah.
That in Ephesians 1 and 3 and Hebrews 4 and 14. Prayer is an expression of our relationship with God. And you can find these scriptures in Galatians 4, 6, Matthew 7 and 10. And you know, depending upon God as our supplier, our protector, our deliverers, and so forth, we have confidence in the blessing and privilege of prayer. You know, the power of prayer. Prayer is powerful. Where there is faith, you'll find that in Joshua, 1 and 5 and 8. Mark 11, 20 and 24. Prayer is powerful where there is a righteous person praying. You'll find that in 1 John 32, 22. 1 Kings 18, 41 and 45. You know, prayer is powerful when it is according to the will of God. It's got to be the will of God in John 5 and 14, in harmony with and submitted to God's word of Jesus Christ. That one is Mark 26, 39 and 42, 44. It means we are humbly submitted to his purpose. Overriding will. And here you find it in Jason 4 and 5 and 3, convicting circumstance. Hallelujah. We're talking about prayer today. The possibility of prayer. You know, in this life, we will never know all the whys and therefore of God's working, including his answer to prayer. We can be certain God does not answer our prayer. You find that in Luke 11, 9 and 10. We can be certain God will always answer in love, Matthew 7 and 11. But if we try to pin down the exact time and place God answered each and every prayer, we will spend our energy in the wrong place doing the wrong thing. We will misinterpret it as an answer that which is not, and vice versa. The possibility of God answering yes, you'll find that in Acts 28:33. And the possibility of God answering no would be Jesus, Hebrews 5 and 7, Matthew 26 and 38, then Hebrews 44 all the way to the 11th of Luke. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God answered with faith and thanks. Faith to seek that God knows best, get stronger, be humble before God, not be anxiety, keep in prayer. The possibility of God answering what a while longer. You know, you're going to find that in Ephesians 6 and 18. You know, God hears and answers the prayers of his children. We as his children must trust him and know that his answers are always for our good. So we focus on faithful serving him, providing always and submitting to the will of God in all that we do. We do in the name of the Lord, whether we pray, we meditate. We give God the glory. We give God the praise because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. So I hope you was able to get some of those scriptures down that I had called out. And then we have corporate prayer. I know y'all have heard of that one, corporate prayer. And corporate prayer is a term used to describe praying together with other people in small groups or in large groups. And that is why we, you know, we need to stay positive on our corporate prayer. Corporate prayer can be a positive experience in many ways. Encouragement. Praying with others can bring encouragement to the members of the group. There may be those in the group who are struggling with trials and temptation. As they are upheld in prayer, the Holy Spirit begins working. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the unity of purpose, you know, corporate prayer has the ability to knit a group together in a bond of friendship and praise. And as people pray together, they build love and concern for others and display their dependency on God. Corporate worship brings intimacy, commune with the Savior. And corporate prayer is most powerful. I mean, it is most powerful. Corporate prayer somehow more powerful than prayers that are said in private? You know, we just need to look at each one of ourselves and see, are we playing our part? Are we actually doing what God has called us to do? Are we really praying for others? Are we interceding for others? And corporate prayer is about getting enough people together to pray until God's bends. He was to our will, but instead pray. Private and corporate is about coping with God and abandoning our desire and submitting Hallelujah. How many people you know are submitting today to the will of God, to the man of God, woman of God? You have to sit down and just think on these things and just reflect back on by how good God have you been. And people said they're going to pray for you, but you had the sense enough to pray for yourself where you could get a prayer through. My. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're just talking about prayer today. And don't you know prayer also activates when you're being anointed? Prayer activates the oil that is being put on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we're talking about prayer today. What we can do as a group when we can pray for others. You know, when you approach a prayer as a relationship, you will also learn to hear God's voice on a daily basis. After all, true prayer begins with listening to God. I think I'll say that one again. True prayer begins with listening to God. Genuine prayer always begins in the heart and mind of God. You know, as you learn to listen, you are then sure what you are asking God in God's will. You know, learning to hear God is the greatest secret of answered prayer. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know the heart, and if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him, and you'll find that in 1 John 5:14-15. You know, it is essential that our prayer life be far more than a list of needs and wants. God wants his children to daily experience great depths of personal praise and worship. You know, furthermore, we must experience daily cleansing, or we cannot maintain the power of the Holy Spirit. He also wants us to deepen our petition and intercession. You know, we praise him. We're giving him thanksgiving. We're worshiping him. You know, it's impossible to regularly express all the type of prayers in only a 2 or 3 minute devotion. But believers do not despair. Through God's grace, you can begin to experience all the prayer types on a daily basis. That's right, on a daily basis. You know, it's tragic when our personal prayer list consists mainly of health, finances, and other earthly issues. After all, God's great priority is to conform you to the image of Christ. You'll find that in Romans 8:29. He's deeply concerned about filling your thoughts and attitude with his presence and holy power. But you may ask, well, how can I effectively pray for such transformation in my own life? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, a powerful suggestion is to make the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit represent the very character and holiness of God himself. You know, as you daily ask God to fill you with each fruit, also ask him how to show you how you do not reflect that characteristic, but when you pray the words of God for your own life, he will miraculously transform every part of your being. You know, the characteristic of the beautiful and the beatitude provide excellent personal petition, which you'll find in Matthew 5. God would also lead you to pray other biblical character words on a regular basis. Some of the example of character words are humility, zeal, discernment, wisdom, genuine worship, immovable, boldness, purity, proper motive, revelation, and so forth. Ask God to help you focus your personal petition on characters, purity, and holiness. And if you claim such prayers for your own heart, God will revolutionize your life. You know, it's tragic that so much intercession is mainly focused on health and other temporal issues. You know, if there are God's main priorities, they should be primary focus on our intercessor. You know, we have intercessors in churches. We have intercession in groups, on prayer lines. We have intercessors. We have gatekeepers. We have the watchers. We have different ones that's praying for different things. Some come on and pray for the health. Some pray for jobs. Some pray to break generational curses. You know, we have prayer that we can go before God for so many things. And you have to know how to intercede for others. You know, I was going to compile a list of prayer. Even when you pray over your oil, you pray. That's a prayer. We have daily prayers like a forgiveness of prayer, apostolic prayer. We have our daily warfare prayers for Christians, repentance prayer, forgiveness prayer, praying daily prayer for children, prayers for youth and teenagers, breaking curses prayer, blessing prayer. When you think about prayer, you have prayers for binding and loosing demonic spirits, applying of the blood of Jesus prayer, filled with the Holy Spirit of prayer. We're talking about prayer today. Binding the enemy, the eyes and the ear of prayer. You know, we have, when you go through the scriptures, you find all these prayers. We have angels for protecting prayer. We have even Psalms 91 for protecting prayer. Thank you prayers. Destroying unrighteous things for prayer. Praying and blessing to pray over others. You know, today we are talking about prayer. We have spiritual door prayer. Praying for mind cleansing and clarity. Daily commitment of your life to the Lord in prayer. Devotional prayer. Blessing prayer. You know, even Jabal prayer. You'll find that in the Word of God in Chronicle. Learning prayer. Learning to know His voice. Hearing God's voice in prayer. Removing any deception in prayer. We pray for America. We pray for our world leader. It's still listed under prayer. Abiding in love prayer. We pray for you. When you get a new home, you ask the minister to come in and cover your home in prayer. You ask him to cover your jobs in prayer. You ask him when you go before the judge in prayer. Pastoral, we praying for your pastor, for your leaders of your churches, your synagogues. You know, you pray to break strongholds. All of these are consist of prayer. Releasing a financial prayer. Deliverance prayer. Affirmative prayer. Today we are talking about different prayers that we pray, that we go to God. Loosing angels for protection. The blood of Jesus coming, casting out evil spirit. That's praying, you all. And you can go through the Word of God. You'll get all these scriptures in the Word of God on prayer. And that's what we're talking about. Children, your children are getting ready to go back to school. Those going to college, they're asking you to pray for them. Keep them covered from all hurt, harm, and danger. When you're traveling up and down the dangerous and the busy highways, you are praying when you get in your car, covering your car with prayer. You know, prayer is so important. When you just interceding, not just for your two, your three, your four, and no more, but interceding for others. You know, believing and taking authority in prayer, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus. Praising the Lord, freedom prayer. When you're going in and out of the prison, you're praying God. You're asking God to keep you covered. Keep your mind intact. It's so many people today that need prayer. Some don't know how to pray, so they'll ask you, would you pray for me, please? But we're giving God praise today for everything that he's doing for everybody, for every church. I'm going to see if we can get another selection to come on today. We may can and we may not can. But we want
to take off. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm tired. Options are free. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to my offering.
Somewhere we can go, and we can have that prayer time, that intimate time with God, that set aside that we can go in. Our prayer closet, no matter where it is in your home, you know, you can find time to go in and commune with God and to be able to shut out everything, shut off the phone, hearing the knocking at the door, but just tune in to what God is saying. Just go in and press in. Don't let this, you know, disturbance or distraction get you down. You know, because God he calls you to get with him. He comes first. Know this. If someone is hurt or in pain, go to them and help them. But God understands, you know, who you need right now is Jesus, because we can't do anything without the Lord. We have to go. We have to pray for entering in unto his holiest of holies. We go in asking for forgiveness, communing with God. And, you know, as I was listing earlier, a whole bunch of prayer that we do on a daily basis, whether you realize it or not, you're praying for the sick and the shut-in. That's a prayer. You're praying for your loved ones, your parents. That's praying. You're praying for the president of the United States, for the country, for the world leaders. You're praying for deliverance. Somebody may be having an addiction, and you're praying that they will be healed. The prayers of the righteous avail it much. You humble yourself before the Lord with prayer. We pray for the missionaries, not only in our city and our state, but around the world. We pray for the armed forces. We're talking about prayer today. We pray for marriages everywhere. We pray for restoration of marriage. You know, when you pray, you pray for everything, everybody. You praying for God to open the gate for you, you know, open doors for you. You know, when you just think about it, when you go before the Lord in church, you're dedicating your baby or your grandchild. That's a prayer right there. It's prayers in the Word of God for different things, different situations that you come up. A lot of you all might be out there today looking for a job. You praying and earnestly that God will give you a job. Your loved one may be incarcerated. You're praying that they will come behind prison walls. You're praying for the family, for the children, for the school teachers getting ready to go back to school, for your ministry. You know, it's different prayers for different situations. And that's what we're talking about today, prayer. And our tags we're using today is adoration, confession, supplication, intercession, thanksgiving. You know, we are to intercede for others in prayer, not just ourselves. But we go to God in prayer, to the throne of God for others. It's not going to hurt us to pray for someone we know. Someone may call you on the phone today and say, so-and-so, I need prayer. I'm going through right now. They may tell you exactly what it is, and they may not, but if you're praying and you're praying in the Holy Ghost and the Spirit, God will tell you what it is, what you're praying for. But when you tap into the source, when you give God your all in all, you go before God and go before the altar on behalf of him or her, or for that child that have run away, that child have gone astray. Somebody have crossed your path today that's contemplating suicide. You can take out from your busy schedule and pray for that person right then. Pray for their mindset. Ask God to break generational curse. Say, God, help me, help them. That spiritual doors will be open for them. Give them traveling mercy and grace if they're traveling. You know, your grandchildren, your children. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough. We cannot make it without prayer. Some of you all are going through some things right now in your home, on your job. And only prayer gonna bring you through it. I was in a dilemma this week. Only prayer had brought me through. It wasn't running here, running there. It was going before God in my secret closet and just putting it all on the altar to God. And a lot of you all that will listen to this broadcast later on, I hope that y'all take heed on prayer, how, you know, prayer availeth much, how important prayer is. And, you know, they took it out of school, but really they didn't take it out of the individual. You can still pray. You can be on the bus going to work and pray. You can be behind the wheel of your car. You can pray. You can be standing up in an assembly with your hands lifted up, still giving God praise. Don't let nobody cut your prayer life off, no matter where you are. You continue on giving God the praise, giving God the glory, because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. I can't emphasize that enough. You know, prayer would destroy yokes, familiar spirit, anything. The spirit of rejection, you can pray against that. Spirit of Antichrist, seducing spirit, you can pray that off of your spirit of error. You can pray that off. Spirit of fear, jealous. You know, it's a prayer for everything. Spirit of for dumb and deaf, you can pray that for those people. Spirit of heaviness, somebody may come to the line today, heavy, burdened down, and you can get a prayer through. You know, you just start focusing in on God. Some people have a lying spirit. Some people have a spirit of jealousy. Don't you know you can pray that off of people? Them warfare spirits, you can go in warfare and pray, not just any ordinary prayer, but you can pray. Today we're talking about prayer and going before God today. I want to thank everyone that is listening today, everyone that came on to hear about prayer today. You know, when you pray, you can say, you can have victory in prayer today. You know, as for instance, I can say, I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, affliction, infirmity, hindrance, persecution, torment, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim it, victory, and deliver it from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantment, witchcraft prayer, psychiatric prayer, or spell. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victory through the power of his might against the wills and wiles of the devil, against principalities and power and rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. And you'll find that in Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. We claim our victory in faith through our salvation and his blood of all things through Jesus Christ. We decree it today. We declare it today. We have victory today through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name. We pray. You all take up prayer today. Start praying. No matter what situation you find yourself in today. No matter what someone say to you wrong today. No matter, you know, what's going on around you. You can control your atmosphere. You can get in a place and pray and tune everything out. So today, that program was on prayer. And our tag words we used throughout our prayer, vigilant to today, was intercessor. Being an intercessor for someone. Going to God, thanks thanking him, having thanksgiving for what you have, what he done blessed you with, confessing every sin by omission or commission, supplication, adoration, adore God. Let him know how much you love him, how much you care for him. Let him know that he above everything in your life. Those that sick today, you can go before God and get your physical healing, your spiritual healing through prayer. Prayer is the key. No matter what's going on, you can pray today. Well, we give God praise, and we want to lift up our guest speaker that was to come on today. Had to rush her husband to the hospital. We haven't found out yet or what happened, but we're going to go before the throne of God on their behalf. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning, Lord Jesus, lifting up the Robinson family right now, dear Heavenly Father. You made them. You know all about them, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the healing prayer today, dear Heavenly Father. We go for dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, any disease, you have power over dear Heavenly Father. And we are forgiven and free from sin and guilt, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we say thank you. We thank you for touching him right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, dear Heavenly Father, for what you're doing in that hospital right now with the Robinson family right now, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for going in and touching his body right now. No matter what it is, dear Heavenly Father, we interceding for him right now, dear Heavenly Father. God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, dear Heavenly Father. That's why we ask you to cover that family with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. All infirmities, whatever it is, dear Heavenly Father, we know you are already in charge of it. We know you are already in that hospital working on the situation right now, dear Heavenly Father. We come repenting and asking for forgiveness for anything that's been done or said displeasing before you, dear Heavenly Father. Let the blood of Jesus cover him and his family from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise and we give you the honor today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, we want to thank everyone that came to the line, that will listen even later in the archive. Just remember, go into your secret closet today and give God everything that you have. He already know what you need. He already know what you're going through. But just go in that secret place. It's just you and God. It don't have to be nobody else. It's you and God that will take care of each and everything of your life today. And until next week, be blessed. We'll talk about relationships on next week. Love you. If I had the tentacle was an octopus, I'd hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. Bye-bye, and have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord.